needs to turn off.
Is it off?
I think, it's on.
It's on. You guys are ready? Good. Give me a test 1-2.
Test 1-2.
You're good.
We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner of the 50th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. He's the driver of the DHL Top Fuel Dragster for Coletta Motorsports. His first win of the 2019 season. His most recent win was right here a year ago, Gainesville Raceway in 2018, his eighth career win. And the car is crew chiefed by the legend, Connie Coletta, along with Rob Flynn. And we are joined by Richie Crampton, who en route to victory took down TJ Zizzo, Leah Pritchett, Antron Brown in the first round, and Clay Milliken in the final. Richie, it was 1 year ago we sat here. You are back. What is it about the Gator Nationals that you are so dialed in?
I'm not too sure, man. It's funny how you can develop a connection to a particular racetrack, and I'm pretty excited that I've developed that connection to winning the Gator Nationals, because this is a huge race, not just because it's the 50th. It's just a big race no matter what year you're doing it. But, with Kurt Elliott and Connie turning the screws, it's been a good day of racing, and I'm really proud of my guys.
Yes, exactly. We had mentioned Rob Flynn, but actually Kurt is now on the car. Let's talk about round one eliminations. Doesn't get tougher than that. Antron Brown, someone who is as good a lever, as good a driver, and as hungry as anybody, since they are kind of coming out of their own little slump. And that race really set the tone.
Yeah, it did. And, I knew that was going to be a big round, and I was late. I was dead late against Antron. And fortunately, we, made it to the finish line and got around him. But he's a super competitor, and we knew we were going to have our hands full with him. But there wasn't really too many easy rounds today. It was just kind of goes to show how Top Fuel is this year. And I think every driver that's competing in Top Fuel now is kind of the cream of the crop. And I think every round win is getting harder and harder to come by.
We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media. If you've got a question for Richie, your name and affiliation.
Back in scoring back-to-back victories, you joined a big list of legends. Some of whom, were here this weekend as part of the actual official legends deal. So what does that feel like to be one of only seven people?
It's pretty hard to fathom for me right now to do anything similar to what any of those legends have done, in their careers. But it means a lot. I think this one's going to take quite a while to sink in. I've been lucky enough to win some the 60th U.S. Nationals and now the 50th Gator Nationals. I don't know why I'm so lucky and why I have such a great team behind me that puts me in a position to win like this. So I'm by no means anything like the legends before me that have done this back-to-back. I'm just really lucky.
Phil Burgess, National Dragster. After you won this race last year, you had the back half of the season didn't go so well on the first start of this year. Tell me about the hard work that you've done and what you did mentally to stay in the game through all that.
For me, we did have a rough end to last season, and all the cliches, like, you're going to have that from year to year. But for me, I knew that if I just continued to do my job and have faith in my team and my crew chiefs and my race car, that the wins will come back, and obviously they have. But I'm just focusing on trying to be a dependable driver, and I want to earn the right to be driving the car that I'm driving. So it's hard to keep your chin up when you have a rough weekend, but you got to, and that's just how I've kind of learned to deal with it.
You kind of alluded to it a second ago, but your reaction times today were kind of all over the map. But when you needed to have a great one, you were able to dig down there and get what? How did you do that?
Oh man, reaction times is such a hard thing to put into words for people. But I flat just overthunk the first round against Antron and put too much pressure on myself, and I was late. And then again, racing Lear in the second round, I knew that I had to rise to the occasion, and otherwise we were probably going to be going home. And I definitely wasn't the shallowest in round two and in the final round, but it's race day, and I knew lane choice wasn't really a factor. So my two exceptionally good lights today probably weren't as good as they might have appeared, but the record books are going to show those numbers, so that's that.
Another question. Talk about reaction times. Your final round record is really impressive. 9 wins and 11 finals. Something that brings out the best of you in the finals?
Yeah, I don't know how I've got that good of a percentage in final rounds because, you know, we all know how hard it is to seal the deal at the end of the day, and when it's all the work for half the cheese and you go home a runner-up, it's not much fun. But you know, every situation I've been in a final round, it's been where we've given our crew chief four shots or three shots at the racetrack and they've given me what I needed. So as long as I don't get carried away and mess it up, I think, you know, I'm as confident as any guy going into a final round, and just don't let the pressure kind of get to you.
Eugene Bland, SportsJourney.com. In the past, in last season, you won this race, and over the season, you had 16 first-round exits. What can you do this year to carry this momentum that you have to propel you towards the countdown so that you can get there and then take the next step?
Well, there's no question we have a more consistent race car this year, and you know, that builds confidence in me as a driver to work on my reaction times and get those first round wins and try and win those close races on the starting line or pedaling the race car against the competitor. So I think, you know, the way that Kurt Elliott and Connie have the race car running right now, it's, you know, we haven't kind of set the world on fire in qualifying, but we've gone down the racetrack a lot. And I know that they're just going to continue to build off that and give me a good race car for the first round every Sunday. And we're just going to put all those first round losses behind us from last season and move upward and onward.
Final round seemed kind of about redemption. You had Clay Milliken and Mike Klober over there, and they hadn't been down the racetrack and had some struggles getting up and ramped up and running. But I want you to talk about Kurt Elliott. Kurt Elliott, of course, had been around for a while, crew chiefing, and then found himself unemployed. And he was out here kind of grinding it out, got picked up by Coletta Motorsports, and now has won the 50th Amalie Motor Oil Gator Nationals. Just try to elaborate on, you know, Kurt and what he has brought to the team. And it's just like a redemption story to go from trying to find the right place to finding the right place and winning one of the biggest races ever.
Yeah, so Kurt Elliott and myself are both kind of been out of the sport for a period of time and back in again, and it's really neat for me to work with Kurt again. He actually worked with me at Lucas with Dickie Venables for a period of time, and he's just a great even keel guy that brings a level head, and he's really good with the crew guys, and you know, his common sense approach at running the race car with Connie. It's been really cool to see Connie and Kurt working together. At first I thought it might be like the odd couple, but they're actually really cool, and I know this means a huge lot to Kurt and his family too, now that you know, he's a Florida resident, has been for quite some time. So yeah, it's pretty big for us to win together, and I don't know how it all aligned that Kurt and I ended up where we are at Coletta Motorsports, but it's great, and I wouldn't change a thing.
Well, I think Connie got the silver anniversary trophy at this race. You got the golden anniversary trophy. How much was that on your mind that this is where he beat Scott?
Yeah, it's definitely on my mind a lot. You know, we had Colin Coletta hanging out with us this weekend, one of Scott's sons who lives down here in Florida. So, you know, I've leading into this race, kind of watched some old videos of that particular final round where Connie raced Scott in the final here, and you know, the history with Coletta and this racetrack is pretty impressive, and it's pretty nostalgic to watch Connie win here and in that old video, and then, you know, to put him in the winner's circle, to have him put me in the winner's circle today was just something kind of full circle to it. So we're going to try to do it again next year.
I think it was like the fifth, wasn't it maybe the fifth Coletta Motorsport Gator Nationals victory? Grubnick had one, and Doug had a couple, so
yeah.
Fourth or something, so. It's your track.
It's pretty good company to be in, yeah. And I didn't do much here with my prior race team, so to win twice with Coletta, there's definitely some magic to it.
Did you have any hand in building the race car that you're driving now?
No, so I still drive the Bounty Hunter chassis that they build in Ypsilanti, and you know, what I do day to day at Lucas is for other teams, but I'm honored to drive the Bounty Hunter cars, man. They're good race cars, and Yeah, that's really just a great race car that they provide for me to drive.
Do you work on it at all? Do you pick up a wrench?
No, only if there's ever something that needed, you know, urgent attention. We kind of had a thrash right before the final round, but I elected to just sit in the driver's seat and wait for him to fire it up. So, but I got a great group around me, and they don't need much help from me, but I'd be right there if they wanted it.
What was the thrash?
We had a ignition issue. It basically only wanted to run on one magneto. So we all know how electrical problems can be. So there was some quick thinking, and we had some great help from, you know, the DHL Finding Car team, the Global Finding Car team, and Doug's Mac Tools team. So it was a great group effort, and it shows just how much of a team we are at Coletta.
Is there anything that you haven't already been asked in your multiple interviews that you would like everybody to know about this weekend, this day, this event, this win?
No, I mean, I think most people out there could understand how much this means to me, and it just was a huge day. You know, being 50% Irish to win on St. Patrick's Day was something pretty special, too, so I'm going to be looking for some green beer.
There it is. That's two for two. Richie, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you, everyone.